Hello and welcome to Democracy in Action with me, Sunny Martin. We are coming to you live from Juba. And in this episode of today's discussion on Democracy in Action, we are going to be looking at democracy beyond voting. And what do the chieftaincy election in Lakes State tells us about people's power? And that's what we are going to be discussing today with my two guests who are already with me here in the studio. As the Local Government Act of 2009 recognized traditional chiefs as key players at local government level. And they also help in resolving disputes, maintain law and order, manage land, and mobilize communities to develop their area while being accountable to both their communities and local authorities. As the chieftaincy election unfold in Lakes State, it raises question for listeners, this election truly inclusive? Do they balance traditional with democracy? And how can communities ensure accountability and effective leadership at the local government level? And I am joined here in the studio by one of the experts. He has been here many times, Achiel Malit Bangol, who is the technical advisor to the Interim Secretary of Council of Traditional Authority Leaders, Kotal. Good morning, and you are most welcome to Radio Mirai.
Good morning, Sunny Martin, and good morning, listeners.
And also, I am joined on the line from Rumbek in Lakes State by our guest, who is going to be joining us from there, and he will be also explaining for us more about this process, sharing his experience with us here on the discussion. I'm joined by Honorable Chol Quotwell, who is the former Minister of Local Government and Law Enforcement in Lake State and currently the Member of Parliament. And he will be sharing with us, because this election is happening in Lake State and it's being organized by the local government and has a former minister. He'll be sharing with us his experience and how the process is being done. Welcome, Honorable, and thank you so much for your time from Lake State this morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Senator.
All right. And first of all, you are on the ground. From your experience, tell us what do you know so far, what's happening, how is the process being conducted, do these chiefs, do they apply? And why is it very important for the people to elect their own chiefs?
Okay, first of all, the activity that is going on, the chieftaincy election, is done under the Ministry of Local Government and the state government. As I speak to you, I'm not representing the Ministry right now, but I will speak from my experience as somebody who has been working in this ministry for quite some time. Chieftaincy election is always a process that takes place at local level, and it is always guided by the Local Government Act. For example, to promote a chief, you either go through election or selection process, because selection process happens when there is a consensus among the community members about who should be their chief, who should be promoted to replace or to fill a vacancy. But if there is no consensus, of course, in a situation where you have many candidates competing for a position and there is no consensus among the people, people go for election. So the election that has taken place in Lake State, I think, is going in line with this guidance from the Local Government Act.
Okay. And first of all, is it already over from your own experience and understanding? Has this process finished already?
No, by the way, this process has started in the two counties. And I think it has been wanted now because there is a change of guard. The new governor is coming. Mm-hmm. And people have put it on hold until the new governor settles in his office. And then maybe he will be the one to make a statement on whether it will continue or not, because I don't want here to put the cart before the ox.
Okay.
At least it has stopped right now.
All right. Why is it very important for the people to elect their local leaders at that level?
It is important because it makes, you know, local administration and governance much more easier for the local authorities. Because if people elect their leaders, they will listen to them, they will respect their opinions, and the law enforcement and peace building at the local level will be much easier, because the chiefs will have the trust from the people that elected them to those positions. And on the other hand, the chiefs themselves will work harder, you know, to maintain the trust that is given to them by the people. And that one makes it easier for local authorities to maintain governance at that level.
Okay. Let's come to the story here. Achil, you are the legal advisor to this interim body. First of all, what is the basic process of the chieftainship election in Lake State, and how does South Sudan Local Government Act guide this process?
Thank you, Sunny Martin. And I am very pleased the person, Honorable Cholquat Kudwell, in Rumbek is very knowledgeable and is very sensitive to the process. It is good the process in Rumbek is put as flexible to ensure inclusivity. So the process, as he has put it correctly, I want to make a correction in the status. In Local Government Act 2009,
yes.
Section 113, talk about categories of traditional authority leaders. In the Act 2009, the categories mentioned are two, but in reality, there are three.
Okay.
So you have the chiefdoms, and then you have kingdoms, and then you have the and you have generational leadership, like what is happening in Eastern Equator in the Manyumuji.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you have also in Greater Pibora administrative area, they have Bulog.
Mm-hmm.
So in future, when the National Quartal is going to be involved, because it was written before 2005 and 2009, it was written by intellectuals. Tradition total were not involved. But therefore, the category will be three.
Okay.
Yeah.
But for now, there are two.
For now, there are two, but actually, in the real sense, there are three. Mm. If you go to Eastern Equatoria, you cannot talk anything without Manyumuji.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is also, when we talk of democracy, we have to be careful. Democracy is a Greek word, but it is now applied in the West. It's a rule of majority.
Mm-hmm.
In African
context,
governance system and corporate social responsibility is not about being large in number. It is about consensus.
Yeah.
And actually, it is not easy. It is not easy to just to say what is happening in Rumbek is elections. It is not election. It is endorsement.
Endorsement.
And endorsement happen by grouping. So there is nowhere that if you have sub-clan, they will sit alone and then they will agree. Their representative will go and stand where, and their people will come and stand behind him,
mm-hmm,
as an endorsement. Okay, there are individuals who will just move and go and stand alone, which is not acceptable.
How is the process supposed to be
done? So the endorsement is actually like a consensus through leadership. And there is a mistake in Africa. First of all, in South Sudan we have 73 nationalities. We are talking about 64 tribes.
Mm.
These nationalities, each of them has sub nationality and have their own tribes. You talk of Bari speaking group. Is Bari speaking group a tribe? It's a nationality, and it has Mandari as tribes. They have tribes within it.
Mm.
So the categorization of our communities into 64 tribes is wrong. We have 73 nationalities, and I have the list. I don't want to bother you.
Yeah.
So what should happen in these sub-nationalities up to tribes and ethnicity and cultural communities, which are defined in Article 33 of the Constitution, and they are defined well in Section 6.4 of the Local Government Act, they predated the statutory state. They predated the French Revolution.
Okay.
They were there. And even they predated the 1955 government and 2011 South Sudan government.
Okay.
South Sudan state. So they are there as customary state institutions.
All right.
They are defined in the law.
Okay. Now, this chieftaincy election or endorsement, as you may call it, how is the 2009 Local Government Act guiding the process?
It is written elections, but it's not ballot box. It is endorsement when people stand queue.
So people don't
people queue behind their leaders.
Okay.
Because they have at home, they have done the primaries, and they say we are going to support so and so. So they tell their people that when our paramount chief or our deputy chief or our god leader going to stand, my people will stand behind me and their people will be counted.
Mm-hmm.
So they do endorsement. So it is not ballot box.
Okay. Yes. Honorable, from your experience as a Minister of Local Government in Lakes State, is that what used to happen in your time, where people come and line up behind their preferred candidate or choice?
Yes, that is what usually happens, because if we look at the Local Government Act, Section 117, Subsection 1, it says election chiefs can be either be elected through conventional electoral system or through traditional practices available in a given community. So the election that has been undertaken here in Lagos State and elsewhere, I think, are always following this pattern, either through selection or election. And those two are always guided by the Local Government Act through the committees, through the select committees that will organize and supervise the process until the end. So I think the election that has been taking place for the last 2 months in Lagos State is following this criteria.
And some people will be asking and say, can these elected or endorsed chiefs contribute to a meaningful peace and stability in Lakes State, given the history of intercommunal violence that has claimed many lives in the past? What role do you think they can play if they are given the mandate by the people to rule them? Can they contribute greatly to stability in their localities?
Naturally, at local level, it is these chiefs who are the custodian of customs and local administration. Over the years, since the British rule, the government has been relying on these local leaders for the maintenance of law and order at that local level, which is not something new. Now the election is just, you know, something that is to renew that mandate. But they are the people who are taking care of local governance and administration, especially in the counties and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now with the election of chiefs, it will renew their mandate and they will be able to contribute effectively in the administration of the local communities.
Okay. Yes, actually, beyond endorsing these chiefs, how can the citizens ensure that these chiefs who have been elected, actually, let me use the word elected, or those chiefs who are being elected or
endorsed
by the communities, how can the citizens ensure that they are held accountable?
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased, and what is happening in Rumbek is an opening. It is an eye opening for us. We very much appreciate what former governor Rin did.
Yeah,
and he showed that if the statutory state is able to fully recognize, incorporate, and involve the traditional thought leaders in governance of the people, in the administration of the people. Actually, even when we use governance, our people are not being governed. Our people are being administered by the person they choose to administer their aspirations.
Yeah.
So actually, the use of governance is a little bit challenging, but we have to use it because for convenience. The traditional thought leaders, as Honorable Joel put it correctly, they are the mainstay of the society. And Sani Martin, globally, there are no two identical kingdoms, chiefdoms of federations. Do you know why?
Mm-hmm.
It is because those system of governance in the world are adapted to the culture of the people.
Yeah.
So definitely even the statutory state of South Sudan cannot be viable unless it is adapted to our collective collective will.
Mm-hmm.
And our collective will is doable. Collective will, it was done in 1947. You have seen what happened in 1947, June 1947, through your conference. This is what we need now. The country cannot be managed by competing politicians, but collaborating communities.
Yeah. So are women, youth, and other groups participating in this election, the chieftaincy or the endorsement? Do women participate, the young people?
Those who stand behind,
yeah,
those who queue, are women and youth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they participate because they are the one deciding.
Mm.
Actually, the elders will be always few in any society.
Yeah.
So those being counted are youth and women.
Okay.
So, but I don't know the practicality in the field now. Let us rely on what we learn a lot from what is happening in Rumbek. I had wished I have ability.
Has this happened somewhere before, apart from what is going on in the Lake State?
It has always been happening, and Honorable Chol should have more experience than me because mine is only a knowledge from the book.
Okay, Honorable Chol, let's hear from you. What are the term limits of these chiefs once they are elected? How long are they supposed to serve in office before they are re-elected or they are re-endorsed?
Well, the local government act is silent about the term limits of the traditional leaders. I think it is necessitated by the need on the ground, you know, as seen necessary by local authorities and the government. So I cannot specifically mention any time bracket for the duration of chieftaincy.
Okay.
Because the local government doesn't say anything about it.
Okay, it's silent about it. What about the issue of selection process? How are disputes handled in the process of selection or choosing who should be vying for that post? How is it always handled by the Minister of Local Government at the state level?
Candidates have the right, everybody who is willing or aspiring for a position, by law has the right, you know, to contest.
Mm.
And then there is a process. Committees are always home to guide that process. And it is these committees who will verify the candidates and select the final people who will be going for that election or endorsement, as Honorable should put it. So it is a normal procedure of election that happens everywhere. You know, you cannot bar somebody because he's right or her right for that position. But it is a kind of primary. You know, you do primary so that people pull up throughout the process until you end up with the main candidate who will now go for the voting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear from Achille here.
As Honorable Chol put it correctly, the institution of traditional thought leaders through their state quotas and national quotas, their process of establishing has been disrupted, actually, by 2010 elections, referendum, 2013, 2016, and now 2025 crisis. Otherwise, even this, what is going on in Rumbek, should have been supervised by National Council of Traditional Thought Leaders to go and supervise their State Council of Elections.
So, in fact, that's supposed to be my question. What is your role here, the Kotal? What is the role of Kotal in this election?
Okay, the Kotal in this election, they should have been participating in the process, but their body has not been established, as I put it to you.
Uh-huh.
We cannot blame anybody. And the leadership has always been quoted that it is actually...
What is hindering this body and being put in place?
What is hindering is by 2008, we were able to form 7 quartals out of 10.
And that's way back before the...
And the president gave directives that let the process finish the 3 so that the National Quartal Conference be held.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were overtaken by events.
Yeah.
It came in, so the conference in Bentiu was made, and was made purposely for the elections, and then referendum, then came all these events. But now we are planning for a National Quartal Conference to happen 2026, inshallah.
Which month?
I'm not sure, but somewhere in March or April.
So what will be the main agenda for this meeting or conference to happen? Why are here in Juba, and how many participants are you targeting to bring?
I'm not entitled to talk of this. I want you to invite Prince Tadeo, the envoy of the Anyua Kingdom, and the Prince Paraman Barnaba Isaac, the envoy of the Sholo Kingdom, and other members like Jacob Bodil and Paramount Chief from Eastern Equatoria, who is a female.
Yeah.
These are the people who will talk on this.
Okay. So, all right.
I'm only a technical advisor. I will be doing
preempting.
Something unnecessary.
Okay. Yes, Honorable Chol, I wanted to find out from you right now, are there women who are participating in this chieftainship election in Lakes State? Hello, Honorable? Okay. I think the line have just dropped because of network problem. We'll try to reestablish the line again to Lakes State to hear more from the former Minister of Local Government and Law Enforcement, and also he's the current MP in Lake State Legislative Assembly, Honorable Chol Quotwell, who has been giving us his experience on how this process is happening in Lake State. And he has also explained to us why this election or endorsement is very, very important. Our lines will be open to you shortly, where you can call us on 091-206-7879 or 091-206-7929, or you can call us on 091-206-8101. Do send us your question to our SMS number 091-2177-141.
السلام رسالتنا، الوحدة هدفنا. راديو مرايا، صوت السلام.
Yes, and right now our lines will be open to you shortly. And also you can text us on our number, like I said. We do have a couple of SMS coming in here, and I will be reading some of them as they come in right away. Yes, Honorable Achil, before we take the calls, let's find out from you still, what role do you think these endorsed chiefs in Lake State can play in ensuring that there is peace, there is a service delivery, and also contributing to administered I'm using your word. You said people are being administered, administration in Lakes State.
The collective will is being administered.
Yeah. So what role do you think the chiefs can play in ensuring that there is peace, there is security, there is a service delivery, and also there is a rule of law in where these chiefs are being endorsed to lead their people?
Sonny Martin, this is a very good question. Yesterday, I was listening to Paramount Chief Barnaba Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
And he just summarized it in two words. He said, actually, do you know why agreements are failing? I say no. I say because of two things. One, politician, when agreement is done, they forget about faith. And then number two, they forget about the people. They are not accountable to any people. Now, in African society, we have something called corporate social responsibility norm. And it is this corporate social responsibility norm define a person, individual of the society. You belong to the society and society belong to you. So it is the consensus that guide us. So in our context, the chief will administer the will of the people. So first of all, he has the backing from all the people. So nobody should abuse and people will listen to the king. And the king or chief have mechanism to collect, to renew the collective will. There is no absolute absolute authority. Number two, they believe the chief has been sworn in and has been blessed. So there is a spiritual, there is a belief already. There is a belief that he has been blessed. And then also he's supported by elders. And the elders and the leaders of the community. So there is no individual in the community where their leader is supporting the current leader should actually violate. So there is a commitment already. The person put there is put to be respected by everybody. So the person administer the will of the people. And this will is guided by corporate social responsibility norms. Our norms, our beliefs, our values,
mm-hmm.
our culture and practice. And therefore, it is necessary that actually they play a greater role.
Okay.
And they have played a greater role in history.
Okay. Now, do we have, are we expecting more of this endorsement of chiefs or election to happen in some parts of the country apart from Lakes State?
We first of all we appreciate the consciousness of the Lakes State mm-hmm. leadership to start the elections. So we are very very much happy that Governor Rin did this this week. In Central Equatoria, Governor Adil actually appointed a steering committee for State Kotal. And it is our hope that they will be supported to do this. So the Central Equatoria State Kotal is the first governor to give order for the formation of the State Kotal. And the first governor to give order for elections is Rin Twain. So this is history in the making. We are going back to our roots.
Okay. Just because you are knowledgeable in this, can you explain to our listeners how these traditional customs and the local government act, do they work together or sometimes do they clash?
They don't clash.
Mm.
First of all, the administration of anything, an adjudication of conflict, resolving conflict is done based on the values. It is true, there is a lot of challenges and cultures are sometimes very slow in adapting the new thing like the rights of individual, the rights of women, the rights of youth. And this is not put in a steel box. It is not locked up because women have a voice. So they need a forum, and they will notify the chiefdoms and kingdoms and the manyumiji to be sensitive to the women's rights.
Okay. Yes, if you have just joined us right now, you are listening to Democracy in Action. My name is Sani Martin, and in the studio I have Honorable Achil Malit Bangol, who is the technical advisor to the interim secretary of the Council of Traditional Authorities Leaders, known as COTAL. And unfortunately, the line of the former Minister of Local Government in Lakes State just dropped, and we are unable to connect to him currently, and we are also running out of time. Our lines are now open. You can call on 091-206-7879 or 091-206-7929, and we are discussing about the election of local chiefs in Lakes State in two counties, according to the former minister who was sharing with us his example or his experience here. Yes, we have some SMS coming in here. This one, it says, first of all, I would like to know, are these chiefs being, what is the role of the local chiefs when it comes to working together with the local government in the state? I think this was going to the former minister who have just, the line I've dropped. And another question is saying that, Achil, from your experience, do you believe that there is a lot of interference by the state authority in the work of the local government?
You want me to answer that?
Yes.
There is a challenge of people knowing the appendix, which are actually the schedules regarding full authority of each of them, mm-hmm. concurrent powers and residual powers and conflict resolution if there is a problem in the concurrent powers. Now it needs a lot of training, and many of the local government administrators are school leavers or university graduates.
Currently,
and we don't have institute for training, preparing our administrators. By the way, Sally Martin, the foundation of a society is community government. And community government is defined in Article 33 of the Constitution. Right of ethnicities and cultural communities to govern themselves. Now, when you govern yourself, you don't govern yourself only to administer mistakes and only to answer the request from the statutory state.
Yeah.
They have economic activities. And economic it is defined. The economic activities is defined in the Constitution, Article 37, sub-Article 7, 2B, it is defined. And Article 166, 6C is defining that actually the government should give more priorities to the indigenous institutions to be self-reliant, to attain self-reliance, and then achieve, do community development, community wealth building.
Yeah.
And this community wealth building will lead to community-driven development programs. And this community-driven development program that does not need money from Ministry of Finance, because these people are sitting on gold, they are sitting on oil, they are sitting on cows, they are sitting on nature, they are sitting on their chicken, they are sitting on
a lot of resources.
The resources.
But how do
these... And Article 171, mm-hmm. 5, of the Constitution, South Sudan is leading the right of community land rights, and you cannot develop without the communities are dispossessed from land. So the post-colonial African countries are worse than the colonials. Mm-hmm. Colonies.
So how do these chiefs raise revenue to run their activities in their localities.
They should be trained of how to invest the commodities they have. Chiefs with cows or chiefs with goat, if they are shown how to manage their one chicken, they cannot produce eggs and they cannot produce more chicken to sell in the market. They are goats. They have their goats. Actually, it is not the finance. It is the knowledge that they need.
Yeah.
And technology. Give them ox plow and they will farm more. Give them technology of how to rear chickens free range. We will not bring chicken from Brazil.
Okay. Do you believe that if the local chiefs are empowered all over the country, the intercommunal violence we are seeing, conflict, revenge killing,
sure,
will it be minimized?
Okay. First of all, they are true. There are challenges because there are no two people without conflict.
Mm.
So communities, neighboring communities, if they have assets to protect, don't you think they will have interest in maintaining peace?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the ongoing conflict, much of it is happening because there are too much guns being taken by ethno-military violent politicians.
Okay.
Then the ethno-military violent politician, they fight in Juba here for 2 to 3 hours and they take...
How much power do these chiefs have, or the local chiefs? Because I'm asking this.
They have all the powers.
In my own village, when I was a young guy, young boy, I saw one of our neighbor was arrested and taken to the chief's area. He could not even visit his own family, which was like about 500 meters away from the chief's house. He could not even visit until his sentence were done. So
leave alone the arrested.
Mm.
If I commit a big crime and I'm afraid of my life, I will run to the under tree of the chief, and nobody will attack me.
Mm-hmm.
I will be protected by the zone.
Yeah.
That I am in the house of the chief. Nobody will attack me. The criminal will run away to go and stay in the house of the chief, not arrested.
Okay.
Those who are arrested are people who are found doing crime and then they are arrested. There is nowhere to keep them except at the chief. You have put it correct?
Yeah. And finally, we are running out of time. These chiefs, once they are elected, how does their local courts resolve grievances and conflict in their localities?
The court chief does not need lawyers to defend the mujrim.
Mm-hmm.
It is the community who sit under the tree. Even the passing by will say, can I make a word?
Mm-hmm.
When they make the words, the most senior person will brief the chief and they say that we have passed the ruling like this, and the chief will say, go ahead, that is the ruling. Okay. Even here in Juba now, our communities, when they have fired, the chiefs in Juba here, among the displaced and both the rural urban migration, there's no, the court in Juba cannot pass a ruling without a paper from that chiefdom.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's always good to talk to you, Achille, and we hope to talk to you some other time. We'll try as much as possible to bring in the people you mentioned so that you can talk about the conference of the Kotal.
Yeah, next week I can bring.
All right. Thank you so much, and we appreciate your time. And it's unfortunate that the line to our guest in Lake State just dropped. That's it we have for you this week on Democracy in Action, and the news will be coming next. My name is Sani Martin, and thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned. Mm-hmm.